All right, the last but not least committee report is Academic and Student Affairs. I remind you that trustees Cepeda, Estrada, Holmes, Free, Leibowitz, and Cave, all three serve on this committee. Trustee Acera, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Trustees Cave, Cepeda, Free, Holmes, Courts, Leibowitz, McMillan, Montgomery, Smart, and I were present at the meeting. We're also joined by President Easter and President-elect Colleen. The minutes were approved as presented. The following nine recommendations were reviewed by the committee prior to advancement to the board as a whole. I guess there were 10, excuse me. Appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. Our board secretary presented those, as always, at our meetings. Presented by interim provost Gislason, established the Doctor of Philosophy in Biomedical and Health Informatics, College of Applied Health and Sciences, Chicago. Established the Master of Science in Marketing, College of Business Administration, Chicago. Renamed the Doctor of Philosophy in Kinesiology, Nutrition, and Rehabilitation, the College of Applied Health Sciences in Chicago. And eliminate the Bachelor of Science in the Teaching of Chemistry, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Chicago. Next, Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs and Provost Adishida had two items: establish a major in electrical and computer engineering for the degree of Master's of Engineering in the College of Engineering and the Graduate College in Urbana, and eliminate the Bachelor of Science in Horticulture, College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences in Urbana. Then Vice President Pierre had one: to approve tuition rate, Master of Engineering in Bioinstrumentation, the College of Engineering and Graduate College, academic year 2015-16 in Urbana. Then Provost Pardee had one item: establish the Bachelor of Science degree in Biochemistry, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences in Springfield. We then received a report from Dr. B. Joseph White, President Emeritus, an update from the President's Advisory Task Force for the College of Medicine in Urbana. And I'd particularly like to thank Dr. White and his team for their hard work in producing the report and their sensitivities to all the issues in this transition. An additional presentation to the committee was the Academic Unit Review Reports by Vice President Pierre, Provost Adishida, Interim Provost Gislason, and Provost Pardee. These presentations represented the inaugural report on the outcomes of the academic unit dashboards introduced this past January. As we meet the challenge of a decreased state budget, I believe we need to receive even more specific data on the actions to be taken as a result of the academic unit review. I ask that the provost report back to us in September. There was no old or new business. Our next meeting is on July 22nd. And as this was the last meeting of the academic year for the current student trustees, and Tim, I might note, all three of them are on this committee, we heard from each of them regarding their plans and looking back at their experiences as student trustees. They voiced that they have learned and benefited greatly from this experience, as we have certainly from this from their participation. It's always sad to see them leave, but we're so proud to honor them for their service as members of the Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois. And at this time, I would ask them to step to the podium. Today's meeting is their last, And we just want you to know how deeply grateful we are to the three of you for your service. We've looked to you for advice, excuse me, forget how short I am. And they've always been there, even when we didn't ask, they were there to give us their impressions, which are so very, very important. I think looking at these three students remind us why we're all here sitting in this room today. And to me, that's the importance of our student trustees. You keep us grounded in our purpose, and that is to support the students at the university and to see them succeed, as we know the three of you certainly are going to. If you ask any board member, I think they'll tell you that working with the student trustees is certainly one of the most gratifying parts of our job. And their talents and insights are just proof that what we do is important, producing the engaged, civic-minded leaders who go on to lead progress for their communities, our state, our nation, and our world. Danielle has been our student trustee from the Chicago campus for the past 2 years. She's always been focused on the best interests of your fellow students in all of the business that came before the board, thinking very thoughtfully and expressing your opinions with a lot of thought and depth. And we appreciate the untold hours that you have given to the university, Danielle. Lucas has represented the Urbana student body for the past year. He's been a devoted and thoughtful advocate for the university and has come up with several ideas for us to follow up on when he leaves our university. He's been serious, thoughtful, and we certainly look forward to your future input into what's right for the university. So congratulations to you also, Lucas. And Hannah, being from Springfield, has represented her constituents here on this campus for the last year. Her dedication and insights have brought awareness to the board of issues that are very important to the students at this liberal arts college, such as UIS. She will be busy again next year, focusing on her future in education, and she'll graduate from UIS in May of 2016. So we look forward to getting to see her again in the next campus year. Each of you has done such a wonderful job in the job that you've been elected, I might add, to serve in at your own campus. We look forward to following up with each of you to see what wonderful things you do in your future, and we know they will be great. So I have a certificate for each of you to take with you, and we hope that you will keep in touch with us so we'll know what the future brings for each one of you. And with very great pride, the whole board and the university as a whole presents you with these certificates. Danielle, thank you so much for your service. Lucas Free. Thank you, Lucas. And finally, Hannah Cave. Hannah, thank you so much.
Even though we've recognized you and wish you well, you still have votes to take, so don't run away.
Can't leave yet.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks to all of you, and thanks, Karen, for making that recognition.